The information provided on Dr. Tom Roszell Live by Dr. Tom Roszell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Roszell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. This is Dr. Tom Roszell Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on anything you want to know about your health. Perhaps you've tried, you've applied, you've done things that you thought would make a difference, and you've turned out with the same old, nothing that really works. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's see if we can take you through the weeds, so to speak, and put you in a path that is productive and something that actually will resolve the problem instead of you suppressing and playing with it. Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We actually have an interesting program today, and one that we can say, tis the season, ho, ho, ho. It is one that is appropriate. It's very apropos in its topic. And what are we talking about? We're talking about stress, your health, and inflammatory reactions in the body, inflammation. What makes you sick? And we've talked about, you know, there are three stressors, if you will, injuries to your body, biochemical imbalances, and emotional stress. Well, think about this time of the year, right? We've got snow coming up. So, you know, those of you who are hurting to begin with are going to hurt more because of, you know, trying to get out there and shovel and get the ice off and so forth. And, you know, God forbid there's ice on the road and you're going to slip and slide and that tension that goes in your body. And then how about the biochemical pieces? You guys eat so much junk right now, so much garbage that go into your body from actually started about Halloween and goes all the way through till probably the end of January. And you wonder why you get sick. And the third, you know, is that emotional component. And what's true about that, as we've said so many times, is that whatever you perceive and hold as being true actually will manifest in your body biochemically and structurally. The body doesn't know the difference between an actual experience and one you think about. But you know what? I'm not going to talk about this by myself today. In studio, my guest, your host this Wednesday evening, the 14th of December, on this very topic, Dr. Bryce Miller. Hey, Dr. Bryce.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing fantastic, my friend. But this is something that, you know, we embrace in our practice, the triad of health, structural, chemical, emotional things as the triggering mechanisms for everything. And the topic that you're going to be talking about, which is, you know, stress and how it affects people's health and the inflammatory reactions, is so, so obvious at this point of the year. It's like, you know, pay attention, people. I want to get your input on this, but let's break it down on this. Let's start with this. This tis the season, as I said earlier, and we're over the top in so many different aspects of stress. And some of us, you know, we worry about the emotional piece because we don't have enough money. We think we have to do something. People are out there without any place to go, but everybody else is going. We have, you know, too much drinking, too much eating, too much, you know, of that kind of nonsense. And this time of the year, our pains, if you will, show up. Let's talk about the basic concept of what happens. You know, the thing we're talking about is the manifestation of symptoms increasing and getting worse through this inflammatory reaction. Why all these things happen all at one time and we get sicker this time of the year than any place else?
Yeah, there's a lot of complicated pieces to the stress system. The biggest thing I want to clarify first of all is when people think of stress, when I say stress, I don't want you to always assume I'm talking about emotional stress. That's the first thing people always think about. Well, stress means I had a hard day at work or I had a lot of traffic on the beltway. That's not necessarily what we're talking about all the time. There's two other major components to the stress system. First one being the structural issues. So again, problems with your joints, muscle pain, muscle tension, injuries, like you said, from lifting snow, things like that can be a big stress on the body. And there's also the biochemical stresses. So when I'm talking, which would be your bad dietary factors, dehydration, very huge one. And this getting sick in general is a stress chemically to your system. So what I want to do is kind of break it down for you and go through these three systems and kind of identify what can be a culprit for your stress and what can you do to knock out these stressors so that your body has the least it has to deal with. The less it has to deal with, the better it'll be able to heal what's left that's going on that's not appropriate.
You know, some of you and I both know, and as always, educating us on communication. So let's talk about an analogy here. When we talk about stress in a building, all right, so you build a building and now the ground shifts. And that shifting means that the foundation now is no longer what it should be that originally supported the building. And so it has stress on the joint spaces, the window frames, the door jams, and so forth. And all of a sudden, the doors don't fit the way they're supposed to. The windows start cracking and so forth. And we can fix all those things locally. You know, we kind of put a new door in, we fix the windows and the break in the window. But until we fix the problem, meaning that foundation again, the stressor, these things continue to happen. And what we see with patients is simply that they continue to fight the symptoms by taking medications and putting poultices and so forth, but they never look at the stressor, structural, chemical, emotional, structure to begin with is what we're talking about. Let's talk a little bit more about that so people really get it, they understand it.
Yeah, so people, the main thing that people start to respond to would be discomfort. That's when they start to say, well, now I'm in a bad place, I have pain, that means now something's wrong. Well, in reality, things have been wrong for a long time, and they're just sitting there quietly. Your body does a good job at hiding things. It's designed to not make you feel uncomfortable so that you can function in life. You have a cup, and it can, once it gets full of these different stressors, chemical, emotional, and structural, and the overflow begins, then you see the breakdown and these pain patterns develop. But the big piece with the structural system is it starts to wind up on itself. We have this muscle tension reacting to a painful joint that causes decreased blood flow to that area, which causes improper healing responses and more degeneration, which causes more pain, and it gets carried away. And the other piece is as well, the stress, thinking about the pain or the holidays or work, those chemicals released from that stress response make your structural system fall apart even more, and then you're stuck in the spiral and you're just trending downward and downward and you can't stop it.
Normally I don't take a call at this point of the program, but there's an interesting question that has to do very indirectly and directly with what we're talking about. And I want to take this call, and simply because we've noticed that a little bit difficulty holding on to the line, so I don't want to pass this one by. Sarah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead. Let's talk a little bit. You're calling in about Potts-Eller syndrome. What's going on? What's your question?
Well, I have a doctor.
I can't hear you.
I get to another. Can you hear me now? Sorry.
You're breaking up. It's like I can hear every other word.
Okay. How about this?
That's good. That works.
Sorry. So she's been diagnosed with Potts syndrome.
Okay.
Ehlers-Danlos, and also fibromyalgia, a whole gamut of things, and possible mast cell. So I just wondered if you had any advice for, she's dealing with chronic pain. She goes to...
Yeah, the myofascial pain is significant. I'm sorry?
Yes. Yes, she goes to physical therapy twice a week to try to relieve some of the pain and strengthen her arms.
Okay, how old is she?
She just turned 26.
Okay, so let me give you a little insight. Unfortunately, I see way too many cases over a period of 40 years of practice and POTS conditions, and Potts-Eller syndrome is the official condition. It's an adrenal problem that produces a lot of different things, from the pain that you're talking about, neuropathic pain, which is nerve pain, dizziness, particularly postural hypotension. If you're bending over and you get up too quickly and you get dizzy and say, oh my God, I haven't had a drink, the heart starts racing, you can't exercise because you hit that wall, but it's like real quick, fatigue, which can wipe people out. That's all fight-flight reaction. That's all adrenal. And it fits right into what we're talking about with stress patterns throughout the body that cause the system to break down over time. So when you look at a patient like this, you don't treat the symptoms. If you treat the symptoms, you're going to chase your tail. You have to look at the why, what's happening. You have to look at the structural, chemical, emotional platform, and particularly the adrenal system, the fight-flight system, you have to upregulate that. Normally, you see a patient that has that presents with this thing as either repetitive injury over a period of time, coupled with dietary patterns that are not supportive. And I'm just putting out a mantra. I'm not pointing a finger. Sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, junk, the glutens, and so forth, sensitivities that they have. The emotional patterns, they live either in an emotional environment of stress, or, they're seeing things that they're interpreting and it's getting to them and so forth. But it's usually a combination of things. Ultimately, they get to the place where they fall apart. And, many of these things, present themselves in a way that the patient becomes disabled. The heart palpitations coming out of their chest, the nausea, the tightness in their chest. Sometimes they'll even pass out. So what you have to look for is the why, and you treat that. We've treated POTS patients extremely successfully over a period of time, but you have to get the patient to be willing to step up and be a partner in that, because you have to change lifestyle, and you have to treat. You have to make sure that the structural system is balanced, that there's no injury patterns that are inherent, the energetic system has been maximized. A lot of these patients will show up having been exposed to heavy metals that are toxic to the body, not only mercury, but aluminum and arsenic. And in our environment, it's plentiful. We see young people that after they've had many inoculations, or even sometimes just a few inoculations, or they've been on different types of meds, antibiotics and so forth, the intestinal tract starts to break down, and then we see this. But so the allopathic presentations, they put them on beta blockers and steroids and so forth, and it actually over time can make things worse. So you have to make sure that you find the why is that, what's going on. You don't over-exercise them because they're just going to deplete their body even further, and you have to give them the support. But you have to look at them multidimensionally to fix it. But it can be modified. It can be fixed. There's a lot that can be done. Sarah, what I would suggest is this. You're out of Falls Church. Bring your daughter in and have her meet Dr. Miller this coming Wednesday night, and you know the presentation will be very applicable to the condition, but he can also take the time and speak with her, you know, afterwards and just ask her some questions.
Yeah, a lot of these symptoms you're talking about with the pain and the ligament softness and the problem with blood pressure and heart rate, these are all symptoms that relate to the adrenal gland and the adrenal system. So obviously there's some kind of underlying mechanism causing an aggravation of that stress system, and that's causing these manifestations of pain and problems. So if we get down to the real reason why, identify that and correct that, you'll be able to see this resolve without having all the repercussions of medications.
You know, it's one of those things that can show up with, oh my God, I'm disabled, I can't function, I can't do this anymore. But the problem is that the medical allopathic fix sometimes, and not sometimes, but very often, continues to cause the patient to break down. But again, we've treated many of these patients. It's worth a conversation. It's worth bringing her in. Sarah, I really appreciate your phone call because it's really pretty much very on topic. Dr. Miller, we've got, you know, we'll get back into the meat of this presentation, but you know, let's take this POTS patient apart a little bit. You know, it is an adrenal system problem. It goes and it fluxes. It goes into hyperadrenic pattern to hypoadrenic pattern. It goes back and forth. A lot of these, the ligament integrity is very lax. It doesn't hold. Patients who try to work out, or they try to do more, the fight-flight system, which we call the citric acid cycle or the Krebs pattern of that, that's where the oxygen exchange goes in the body. So they can't get rid of their CO2, so the body begins to go into this wall that they hit, and you know, life as they know it continues to get progressively worse over time. So it's fixable. It's doable. But you got to look at it for the right thing. You can't suppress it with steroids. You can't fix the underlying problem by just taking care of the symptom process. We're coming up to a break. We're talking about stress. And 'tis the season, as we said. And we're going to talk about what that means to you, how you fix it. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, your presenter at the Results Center for Healing. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on anything you'd like to know about your health. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. In studio, Dr. Bryce Miller, your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, December the 14th. At the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. By the way, where we're located is in the Red Cross Building, right off the National Capitol Beltway. What a perfect time to come and listen to this topic. What is it? Stress. Stress, your health, and inflammatory reactions. You know, as I said earlier, I started the program, I said, 'tis the season, right? So, you know, when we're constantly under stress, and we talked about three types of stress, structural, chemical, emotional stress, these are the things that are all about us, right? You guys are eating like garbage right now. You know, you catch as catch can. You're out shopping. You're putting stuff in your body that you normally wouldn't put in. You know, you're limping along. You're hurting. Snow's coming, by the way. Ho, ho, ho. You're going to have to dig yourself out. Take a look at what the map looks like up north. But it's going to come down here, too. And, you know, then the emotional stress of everything that's going on. The beltway is full. You know, your emotional levels are over the top. Some of you are missing home and can't figure out how you can get it together here. It's a stress pattern. Dr. Bryce, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, how that happens. I want to segue in. We've got a short segment, but let's talk about the biochemical pieces, the immune system, and why it's, you know, it's breaking down right now more so from these stressors, as we talked about, structural, chemical, emotional.
Yeah, there's a lot of different pieces when it comes to the immune system. That's one of the most important times right now to be having the best immune system you can have to get through the holidays. It's colder outside. All these things are happening that want to fight against you. But a lot of things that you can control yourself. Now, the first thing we have to talk about is when you're stressing out mentally, emotionally, you're going to get an elevation in what's called cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone. Now, what that's designed to do is to, you know, balance blood sugar, raise heart rate, things like that to help you adapt to that fight or flight situation. But the other piece, it also suppresses your immune system. So when your adrenal system, your stress system is healthy and you're in high stress mode, you actually will suppress your immune system and are more likely to get sick. Now, what tends to happen is over time, as you use the stress system more and more, that cortisol production will drop. And then what happens is actually you get the opposite, which you think, well, a really active immune system has got to be better. Well, actually, autoimmune disease is a pretty nasty thing. So you don't want to have too much or too little. It's always about balance. And the second piece, with the digestive tract, 60 to 70% of your immune system is in your intestinal tract. So if you're eating things that are causing inflammation, damage, that's going to really throw off how well you can fight off these colds and flus.
You know, the thing that we don't realize is why we get sick right now. And, you know, think about all the stuff that's around you, all the things that you're doing. Remember that the viruses, the bacteria, all the things that we become susceptible to are there year-round. But because of the things that we're talking about, you become more susceptible to these things, and then the terrain, you, your body, doesn't have the capacity to deal with it. So, you know, we just talked about the inflammatory cascade that takes place because of too much immunological response. You know, we just had a patient the other day that I celebrated, Dr. Bryce. She came in and she had very advanced Sjogren's. Just her inflammatory marker, her ESR, which is an indirect measurement of inflammation in the body, when she came in was in the hundreds.
Wow.
In the hundreds. And the other day she just had her, and following all the things that we're talking about, and the reason I'm talking, because it was a multidimensional stress pattern from a lot of things, she just did her blood work the other day, and her ESR now from hundreds is at 14. It's like, oh my gosh. And everything was negative. She had a slight positive titer one area, but after 6 months of following the track and getting her life together and doing the things she needs to do and getting treated, ultimately, she has turned everything around, and I was so excited. I was over the top happy about this whole situation. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about stress patterns that show up more so this time of the year, and now we get sick. The inflammatory reactions are over the top. Let's talk about a little bit more about the immunological reactions, because we see patients, you know, and I tell them 1 teaspoon of sugar, one, decreases the white blood cell activity, the ability for it to work, by 12% for 8 hours. It puts it to sleep. It makes it dormant. And so when we're shoveling all this stuff down our body, everything else goes through the ceiling. So let's talk a little bit about the, you know, we got about a minute and a half before we have to break, but let's talk a little bit about that, the sugar, the inflammatory cascade that takes place because of people shoving things into their mouth the way they shouldn't.
Yeah, there's a big problem. The most important thing I see people dealing with is their dietary choices. That's one of the major, major stressors on the body. When you are stressing out about whatever it may be, structural problems you don't even know are happening, the emotions of the holidays, your acid that you use to digest in your stomach, it drops. Your pancreatic enzymes, they drop. Your saliva, your motility or movement of your intestinal system all drops because your body's not trying to rest and digest. It's trying to fight or flee something that's trying to harm you. So this whole process causes lots of irritation to the intestinal tract because you're not breaking your food down appropriately. You're not absorbing your minerals or your vegetables. These things are just causing lots of damage to the intestinal tract, whether it even is healthy food. Sometimes that healthy food can cause a problem. So the key here is going to be to make sure that you can manage that stress in an appropriate way and identify what's really causing it.
You know, by the way, when it comes to foods that are good for you, if you're eating the same thing all the time, repetitively, you don't give your diet a break, your body recognizes those things sooner or later as something that's harmful and it reacts accordingly. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you'd like to bring up relative to your health. But remember, it's from a natural platform. We don't do drugs and surgery here. We try to get you to avoid those things as much as humanly possible. We're talking about stress and inflammatory reactions and pain patterns and, you know, why they're so prevalent this time of the year. But more importantly, what you can do about it. In studio, my guest today, your host this Wednesday evening, the 14th at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Bryce Miller, and is going to be talking specifically on this topic at 7 p.m. Wednesday. By the way, if you want to attend that program, all you have to do is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Tell the staff at the Rozelle Center for Healing that you'd like to be there, and they'll reserve your seat. Remember, these are a gift to you, particularly, you know, a topic like this is one that affects so many people. And think about all the medications you're on, but also think about why you feel so crappy right now, you know, because of all the things that you've got your fingers in. You ever wonder why this time of year is so bad? Well, that's part of it. And we're going to try to open that up a little bit and give you a little bit more of insight today. But importantly, show up. You're a be our guest. Come and, you know, meet Dr. Miller. And I promise you, you'll find solutions that you never thought about before. I want to steal just 30 seconds and let you know that this afternoon, about 4 o'clock, 4 to 7 actually, I'm going to be at the Angelica, in front of the Angelica Film Center at the Mosaic Town Center there in Merrifield, and it's a Christmas children's event, and we're going to be there with Caring for Others. Caring for Others is a Virginia-based 501c3 foundation, and we're going to be there to help kids who have nothing this time of the year. So this is all about kids. Caring for Others is there because of the kids that they support and four shelters that they will be visiting within the next couple weeks. So come and join us. Help us out a little bit. We'll have some gifts for you as well. Remember, it's Caring for Others. I'll be there. Sue Rozelle will be there. Dareth Painter will be there. So we'll be there to serve you and to answer questions about Caring for Others. So come on down, say hello, shake our hands, and say hey. Let's go to the phones. Mike, thank you for being very patient and holding on. How can we help you, sir?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Doing great.
Interesting program. You talk about stress. I've got it all. But probably around 18 years ago, I got contracted Lyme disease. And that was kind of a period that no doctor knew what was what. And I went on a plan of amoxicillin, 3 big pills every day for about a year and a half. Which I know tore up my insides. But from that, I ended up with, you know, I was in the hospital several times for diverticulitis.
Right, that'll do it.
Graves' disease.
Yep.
I mean, I used to be 170 pounds when I got Lyme disease. I lost 20 pounds in the first week because I couldn't eat. But now I'm like 275. I can't seem to lose weight. It's not like I eat a box of donuts a day or anything like that. It's just over the last 18, 19 years, I just slowly put it on. I can say that I haven't been as active as I would like to be.
Mike, how old are you?
I'm 61.
Okay, so let me talk about this just a little bit. You and I are, I'm older than you are, but, you know, not by a lot. And, but here's the situation. You got your immune system wiped out. Anytime you go on any antimicrobial, it's going to destroy. As Dr. Miller was saying earlier, you know, 70% plus of your immune system is in your gut, in your intestinal system. And when we see things like a Hashimoto's thyroiditis or we see a Graves pattern, which are thyroid problems, it starts in the gut. And it has to do with the gut and the liver and fight-flight system, the adrenal system, and so forth. When those systems are beat up, because of long-term antibiotic therapy. And then if your diet even goes off lines a little bit, you start your metabolism has slowed down, your capacity to transport things don't work the way they're supposed to, and your body starts failing. But in a Graves pattern, we're talking about a autoimmune condition, and it's one that is going to affect your body fully. Now, obviously, you're getting older. That doesn't mean anything if you kept your health together, but, you know, years ago when they were dealing with Lyme's, amoxicillin, you know, was what they used. Today, different types of antibiotics, doxycyclines and so forth are the drugs of choice. But the problem is they don't work. And, you know, particularly if you get somebody who's been exposed to a Lyme's bug within 72 hours and you get them on doxycycline, you have a shot at getting it done. But after that, just doesn't jump in. Dr. Miller.
Yeah, the Lyme's is a pretty nasty beast. It doesn't like to get, you know, taken out very easily. But some of your things you're talking about have to do with, you know, that autoimmune response, that Graves' disease, and then you talk about not being able to lose weight. Obviously, part of that's probably because you're not as mobile as you want to be, but also, if you think about all these stresses you've had on your body, this infection, the antibiotic use, the diverticulitis, the subsequent problems with absorption, your cortisol levels are probably dropping down or fluctuating back and forth, and if that cortisol gets too low because your stress system is tired, you can't break down the fat as easily as you used to be able to do.
Cortisol is a byproduct of adrenal function, and the first thing you see with cortisol under stress, Mike, is it goes through the ceiling. It spikes, and then if it's maintained long enough, then it crashes. The problem is that it's all tied in to many different systems in the body. There's this thing called HPA axis. I'm not going to get into it. Just understand it has to do with the adrenal system's effect on brain function, the pituitary, and this little orchestrator in there that's called the hypothalamus. But the pituitary is what releases thyroid-stimulating hormone. But now with everything you've gone through, your inflammation is high. So it's like painting the walls, you know, with a very, very heavy lead-based paint, and nothing can penetrate it. You can't get a signal through it anymore. That's what's happening with your body. The good news is it's reversible. Things can be made a difference. If you're, you know, in the area, I know you're out in Leesburg, but this would be a program that Dr. Miller could really get into some intimacies with you, because it's going to fit you like a hand in glove. It takes it through the process of what happens when the body has been stressed for a long period of time, the inflammatory cascade that goes up through the ceiling because of too much cortisol, and then the immune system getting busted up, and then pretty soon you end up with things like you have your hormones go down, you know, your testosterone goes out the window, you can't transport blood sugar anymore, you put on weight that you can't get off anymore. Yeah. All of those things are part of the picture, as you know. And
doctor, tell me, my testosterone was as low as she's ever seen.
Yeah, that's part of the puzzle. And you don't have to live that way, Mike. There's a lot of things that can be done in a step-by-step procedure to be able to, you know, turn this around. But your gut, as Dr. Miller was saying earlier, is one of the primary things that has to be looked at, because it's beat up. You have all kinds of absorption patterns in the intestinal system, and if that system can't work anymore, ain't nothing working. So, you know, love to talk to you, Mike. You know, give us a call. Join the classes Wednesday evening. All you got to do is call the office at 703-698-7117. Dr. Miller will talk to you, and, you know, he'll present the class, and then he'll hang out as long as he needs to, you know, to talk to you about whatever. But it's an opportunity for you to see some. And by the way, at 61, you're a young guy in today's world. You really are. You can still turn this stuff around. We see it with patients all the time. I want to get into, there was a gentleman that called, doesn't want to get on the phone, but gave us some information. And by the way, the number here is 888-630-9625. I would love to talk to any of you today. Talking about his son's going into fight-flight issues. Fight-flight reactions, Dr. Miller, are pretty much into what we're talking about, stress patterns. And let's talk about that fight-flight. It goes back to, you know, the original studies with Pottinger and guys like that. But it has a very specific impact on the body, and it fits exactly with what you're talking about in this class.
Yeah, the fight-flight mechanism is designed, you know, to help us survive in situations where we're in danger. But the problem is today we get stuck into it constantly. We wake up, worry about work, or stuck in traffic, hard day at work, come home, deal with all these things we have to deal with, and our body's never getting out of this fight-or-flight mechanism. What happens, again, when you have stress, this fight-or-flight response causes your cortisol to rise. That's going to cause elevation in blood pressure, elevation in blood sugar. It's going to cause problems with how well you can think over time. It damages parts of the brain that relate to memory, So this heart racing can happen. You can get palpitations. You can get issues with digestive function like we talked about. So pretty much it works against anything that's trying to heal or metabolize or manage the body, because it's just trying to focus all of your energy to being able to run or get away from any kind of a danger. And that's not a place you want to be stuck in and living in that state.
You know, the thing of it is that we're talking about the body and its normal reactions, but sometimes normal reactions go bizarre. They break down. They don't work. They don't know how to stop. They get into a loop that feeds on itself. And a lot of it's perpetuated because of the stressors that we're talking about, the structural, chemical, emotional stressors, if you will. And we have to make sure that we understand that mechanism. So when we look at a condition, we look at it from, has there ever been an injury to the body, or is the body being injured because it's no longer in a good condition? You know, are there, in chiropractic, we call it subluxation patterns that occur to the spine. In osteopathic medicine, they call it spinal lesions. But what that really means is that the neurological signal